Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Aleph. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, the last words on Amid. Amle Kesler Gamliel, the Caesar said to Gamliel, Amrisu, you Klai Yisrael say, the Shechve Chaye, that the people who have already passed away, Chaye, will come back to life. V'hava Afra, but the question that he asked them was, don't the people who pass away turn into dusk? And does dusk come back? Amle Barta, the daughter of the Kesar, told Rav Gamliel, Shafke, leave it, and don't answer. And I will be the one to answer. The reason she did this, said the Ben Yoyada, because she wanted that there should be an answer that will not only apply to Klal Yisrael, but it should be an answer that applies even to the Ummah Sa'ilam. She wanted to be able to prove that even the Ummah Sa'ilam will have Tchiyas HaMeisim. She said, Shnei Yoyisrim Yesh Beirenu, there are two people that make different types of vessels in our city. Echa Yoyisrim HaMayim, one is able to create them out of water. V'echad yoytzim natit. The one is able to produce them out of clay. Eiz mehen meshubach. Which is greater? Amla. So father said ze she yoytzim namayim. Certainly, the one who has the ability to create something out of water, I would certainly say he's the more talented one. Amloi. So she said, Minamayim Tsar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to create every one of us from a drop of semen. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create us from semen, certainly Minatit LaKoshkein, he certainly has the ability to create us out of cement. So even if a person was Nifter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to bring that back. So I saw that the Ber Mayim Chaim explains the Gemara. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Bereishis, V'yivra Elokim as Taninim HaGadolim. And he points out that until HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about these big fish that he created, the Pasuk doesn't use the word V'yivra. Why did he say over here V'yivra? So he says that the person that we just learned, that somebody who has the ability to create something straight out of water, that is a greater nace. That is a greater accomplishment. So till now, everybody that was created in Parashas Bereishis was created out of the dust or from the Shamayim, and therefore wasn't such a big nace. But here, when the Pasuk says that he made the Taninim HaGadolim, they were created out of the water. And something that's created out of the water, we're learning now, is certainly greater than anything else. And that's why the Pasuk says here, more than anywhere else, the word Vayivra. The Beir of Yishmol Tanam, Kavachem Klei Zechuchas. What she said to him was, let's look at how earthenware, glass is created. Magli Zechuchas, the way glass is created, Shamolam Baruch Bas Vadam. A person blows the glass, and that's how it's created. Nizbru, and if they break, Yeshlam Takara, you could melt the glass and then recreate it. Says the Marbas Vadam Shabruchah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are created from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alach Skam V'Kama, there is no question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, when he's ready, to recreate us. Says the Gemara, Amlahu Mina, there was an Apikiris that said to Rav Ami, Amrisu, you say the Shechve Chai. Again, with the same question. You say that the people who passed away, Chaye, will come back to life. But the question is, V'av Afra, as we started the shir, isn't everybody turned into earth, into dust? And the question is, V'afra mikochai, how can dust be recreated? Amalei, so he answered, Emshcha mashlam adav adayma. I'll answer with a parable. The Melech Basudam Sham Levadov, a Melech Basudam told his slaves, L'chu Ubnuli Paltrin G'daylim, build for me a palace in a place, B'mokim She'ei Mayim, in a place where there is no water available, Mayim V'afa, there's no earth or water available. Ho'chu Ubanim Ma'iso. And they still went and built it. And the way, obviously, they were able to build it, is they transported the materials from wherever they were. And then, after a while, Noflo, the palace fell down. Amlem, so the king tells them, Chizru banois b'makom she'esh afim mayim. Now I want you to build me one in a place where there's earth and water available. Amrlo, ein ano yecholim. They said, we can't accomplish what you ask of us. Koslahim. So the king gets upset with them. Amlahem, b'makom she'en mayim v'ofer b'nisim. In a place where there's no earth and water, you were successful in building such a palace. Achshiv she'esh mayim v'ofer. And now that I send you to a place where there is water, alachas kam v'kama, certainly you should have the ability to do so. So the question, in other words, what he was saying was, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to create us from nothing. Certainly, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create us, could create a human being that was once here. Another pshat is that the Rashi says in the second pshat that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from Tohu V'Vohu. Tohu V'Vohu means there was absolutely nothing in the world. Yet the HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and created the world that way. So now, where there is already an existing world, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to create something from that existing world. And Rav Amri continued saying, Vim Yatamamin, if you don't believe what I have to say Labika, go out to the field, Rei Achbar, and you'll see some sort of a mouse, Shayoim Chetzi Basav Chetzi Adama. They believed that it was created from the earth. And today it's half earth and half creation. And then the Macha Hishu keeps on developing the Nasa Kulei Basar. So if so certainly a human being that was here could be recreated. Shema Taima. If you'll say that it takes a long time, Lizmam Ruba, this is not a process that could be accomplished quickly. So he said to them, Alei Lahar, go up to the mountain. There was this fish, this worm called the chalazon, from which they took the tchel's blood. And the Gemara says that this blood, this chalazon only appears once every 70 years. And at the beginning, you only see one. And then they keep on multiplying until you see many. Tomorrow after the rain falls, the small kula chalazonis, you see an incredible amount of chalazon. So too, in one moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Tchias HaMesim and all of the people who are no longer here will come back. Says the Gemara, Amalei Humina. There was a Apicurus who said to, there was a great tzaddik whose name was Gevia ben Pesisa. Vai lon chayovim. Woe to you, the Rishoyim, Damrisu, that you say, the Mason Chayin, that the people who die will come back to live. The Chayin and the people, the Chayin Mason, he was saying, if people who are alive ultimately pass away, certainly the Mesa Chayim, can we say that the people who are dead will come back? Amalei and Gevir Basisa responded, Vailan Chayova, you the Rishoyim, don't appreciate what's going on. The Amrisu, Mason Lechaya, that the people who died will not come back. And my point is, the Lechava, if somebody who wasn't in existence ever, Chaya can get born. Certainly the Chaya, somebody who's already in existence, that was already in existence, Lakoshkin could come back. Amalei, Chayava Karesalei, so he got very offended. This Min got very offended. He was called the Rosha. Ikamina, and he said, when I will get up, if I will get up for Tchias Amesim, but Tinebach, I will kick you, and I'm going to take off, he was a hunchback, and he's saying that I will take away whatever's causing you to be a hunchback. Amalei, im at the if you will be able to do so, Rufa Umantukra, you'll be called a wonderful doctor, Vishar Tito, and you'll get a lot of pay for being able to do such a wonderful thing. In other words, I won't be upset at you, he said, if that happens. I'll actually appreciate what you did. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Barba Esav Abba bin Nisan, 24 days in the month of Nisan, it's not Udum Snoim Yehudim Shlaim. The people who wanted to question Klal Yisrael's ownership of Yehuda and Yerushalayim were taken away. Because says the Gemara, Shema b'nei Afka lodan am Yisrael lefnei Alexander Moigdan. Alexander Moigdan ruled over the entire world, and they came with a claim, Amrloi Eretz Kanan Shlanuhu, that Eretz Kanan, that Eretz Kanan belongs to us. The Ksiv, Eretz Kanan l'gvoseha. Their point was that the Pasuk itself calls it Eretz Kanan, that it's the city, it's the place that belongs to Kanan. But Kanan, Avu and the Inish Havu, and they said Kanan was our forefather, and therefore, since it was our forefather, that it belongs to us. Amalun Gvir B'Msis L'Chachamim. So Gemara says, Gvir B'Msis said to the Chachamim, Tanuli Rishos, please give me permission, Ve'elich Imad Adon Imal of Alexandrus Magdum. I want to be the one to be able to answer them in front of Alexandrus Magdum. Imyanat Tzchuni, and he said like this, if the people from Africa were able to prevail on me, Amru, it won't be such a big deal. Had you Chabaran the Tzachdem, it was a simple person that you were able to beat in this debate. Vami and not Tzach Eschem, but if I will be able to prevail over them, Amru Tars Moshe the Tzachdem, they'll give the credit to the Torah. And many Mepharshim, the Mashah, and many other Mepharshim asked the question, the Torah says in so many different places that Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kanan, is going to be given to Klal Yisrael. So how do we understand this Gemara, that the Gemara says that they had a claim that we shouldn't be entitled to Eretz Yisrael? And the answer that they give is that they did realize that it says in the Torah that Eretz Kanan will be given to Klal Yisrael, but their claim was that after Klal Yisrael went into Golis, they lost their claim to Eretz Yisrael. And since at that point, they lost the claim to Eretz Yisrael. That's why they said, we should now get it back. It was originally ours. Says the Gemara, Nos Lurishos. So the Chazal gave this Gevir ben Psis permission to be the one to have this debate. For Holach, for Dari Mom, and he started discussing with them. Omalahem, Mechanat Mevim Raya. From where do you want to prove that Eretz Kanan belongs to you? Amalei min haTorah, because as they said, it's called Eretz Kanan. Amalei af ani lachem raya, I will prove to you from that Torah that Eretz Yisrael min haTorah that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. Shneimar, the pasuk says that after, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, what Chom did to Noach, the pasuk said Oru Kanan. So Kanan is a servant to us. And we know that the halacha is, Eved Chakana Nechasov, Eved Lami Nechasov Lami. When an Eved owns something, who Kama Shakana Eved, Kana Rabbi. Whatever he owns really belongs to his owner. You are supposed to be our servants. But for many years, you have not carried out your job. Amalam Alexandrus Malka Hazirulai. And therefore, you owe us, not only are you not entitled to Eretz Yisrael, but you owe us for all the work that you were supposed to do. So Alexander says to these people from Africa, Hechziroloi, respond to him. Hechziroloi, tshuva, give him a response. Amroloi, t'nolan azman shloshim yomim. Give us 3 days. Noslohem, to come up with an answer. Noslam's man, so Alexander granted that to them. But they weren't able to find a answer. They left their fields that were already planted, and the vineyards that were planted, and ran away before the Klai Yisrael will have a good taina, a good claim for money. And as the Rasha explains, that the people from Africa did own real estate in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they just ran away before Klai Yisrael could ask for even more. And since it was a Shemitah year, it wasn't a year that they would easily have different produce. But since this was land that belonged to the Akum, so that's why they were able to, Klai Yisrael had what now to eat during the Shemitah year. Others say, we know it's a big question, what is the status of produce that's owned by fields that are owned by Akum in the Shemitah year, and therefore they try to say a different pshat, that it wasn't necessarily produce that was in Eretz Yisrael, fields that were in Eretz Yisrael, that might have been fields in Chutz Laretz. Says the Gemara furthermore, Shopa Machzpah b'nei Mitzrayim lodim in Yisrael, Lefnei Alexander smoitem. Again, there was a case that the B'nai Mitzrayim brought in front of Anders Magson. Umbelay, and they said to Alexander smoitem, Hareu Oimer, the Pasuk says in Pashas Boy, V'Hashem Nosen Eschenu Am B'nai Mitzrayim, V'Yashilu V'Yinatzlus Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says the Klai Yisrael were able to take from Mitzrayim, they borrowed and took many things from the Mitzrayim. And now they're claiming, give back the gold and silver that you took from us. Give me permission, please, that I should be the one to be able to answer their claims. If they will prevail, it's not a big deal. You were able to prevail an average individual. However, if I will prevail, it'll be Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah that won. Nosnu Rishus, they gave him permission, v'olof v'donimam. Omrlehem, mechnatim avin raya. They asked, from where are you proving that we owe you this? Omrlehem, minat Torah, because the Pasuk says, as we just read, that Klai Yisrael took this all out of Mitzrayim. Omrlehem, af ani loy avi lechem raya el minat Torah. I'm going to prove my case also from what it says in the Torah. Because the Pasuk says, Moshe b'nei Yisrael, sheyoshim Mitzrayim, shlosh mishana v'abah meishana. Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim 430 years. So now, we want, Tunun lan eschar avoy de sheshishim rabuah. There were 600,000 men that left Mitzrayim. We want to get paid for all of those years, sheshibadetem in Mitzrayim, shlosh mishana v'abah meishana, that we work for you for 430 years, first pay is for all that work. Amlam Alexander Smogden. Alexander Smogden says to them, Hechziroloi, respond. Hechziroloi tshuva. Amrloi, tunulanu zman shloshi yamim. Give us 3 days to form a response. Noslam zman, which he granted them that time. But kuvloi matzu tshuva. They weren't able to come up with an answer. And miyan and nichusu the same, kishen's royce. They left their fields, the Kamasan, Kishan, the tools, their vineyards, Vaisashana Shvias Haisa, and they just ran away. So I saw that the Rishonim asked that this was a gzera that we were supposed to suffer. So why are we entitled to get paid? So the Ravid answers, because the Pasuk says, V'gamas agoya sheyavoidu don anoichi. That, yes, for the actual work that Klai Yisrael did in Mitzrayim, they maybe were not entitled to extra pay, because it was a decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made, and a decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, we have to follow that decree under all circumstances. But included in the decree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made was not included that we would have to work so hard. And we know that Klai Yisrael worked very, very hard when they were in Mitzrayim. And for that, says the Gemara, for that, that Klai Yisrael said, we have a claim that you should have to pay us for that hard work. The Sefer Rafson Igrin, Ksiv, says, that the pasuk says v'shal ish mishkanta megurus beisav kli chesav v'kli zav v'smolus. And the question is that why were we entitled to take even the clothing of the mitzrim? The halacha is that if somebody owes somebody else's money, so the halacha is that the person who's owed the money has a right to make a claim to take assets from the person that owes him the money. But the Shulchan Aruch HaChayshim Mishpat Simen Tzadik Vav Paskins, you can't collect from the clothing of the wife of the person who owes you money. So one teretz he offers is the halacha that you can't go after the wife's clothing is when you owe the husband money. If you owe the husband money, you can't go after the wife. But here, in Mitzrayim, even the wives of the Mitzrim make Klal Yisrael work so hard, and therefore they deserved, they were part of the people, they owe us for that hard work. Another pshat that we learned is that these assets that he says, that these assets that they took were really assets that belonged to the husband. Another pshat that he suggests, he says that it's interesting. We look in the pasuk says that they took kli kesef, silver, kli zav, gold, usmolos, and clothing. He says, if we understand that, that means that the pasuk is going in an ascending order, and the clothing were even more valuable than the silver and gold. And the halacha, he says, is that the Shulchan Aruch says that even though we can't take the wife's clothing, we have to leave her what to wear. But we don't have to leave her expensive clothing. The clothing that they took from the Mitzrim, was clothing that that they were very expensive, that they had a right to take. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky asks that the Sefer Proshas Drachim says that the Mishnah Melech says the why were the Mitzrim punished with, asks, why were the Mitzrim punished with two punishments? They were punished with mammon, as we just learned, they had to give up all of these assets, and they were also punished that they drowned in Yamsuf. And we've learned so many times, he asks, that there's halacha of kimle midrabmene. So if there's kimle midrabmene, why did they get two punishments? So Chaim Kanievsky answers that our Gemara is the answer to that question. Because our Gemara says that the mammon wasn't a punishment. The mammon that they paid was for the hard work that they did. For work, that's not called punishment. There we don't apply the rule of kimle midrabmene. Says the Gemara, V'shem pa'machas bo b'nei yishar b'nei keturah, lodin im yisrael lefnei alexandros moitin. Again, they came with a din Torah. Amalai, eretz kanan shalonu v'shalachem. Since we are also the descendants of Rama Avinu, we should take a share in Eretz Yisrael. The Ksiv, as the pasuk says, Ve'ela Taldus Yishmael ben Avram, the Ksiv, Ela Taldus Yitzchak ben Avram. Amalan Gvir ben Sisa l'chachamim, Tein l'rishus ve'elich v'adonim ma'am l'fnei Alexandros Moitim. Imi netzchuni amalam hedjish baru netzachtem, v'amani netzaych escha, amalam toris mashur beru netzachtem. So says the Gemara, Nosn l'rishus, they gave him permission, holach, the Donny Mom, and he went and he had this debate with them. Amalahem, Mehechan Atam Avin Raya, from where do you want to prove that you have a right to Eretz Yisrael? Amalai, so they said, Menat Torah, from the pasuk that they just quoted. Amalahem, so Gvib Memsisa says to them, Af Aniloi Avi Raya, I too will bring a Raya from the Torah. So Nemar, the pasuk says, V'yitin Avram is Kola Shaloi Li Yitzchak. Avram gave them gifts. A father who gave documents, and he made it very clear that you are not entitled to anything else. This will be your Yerusha. And he separated the children. Do they have any more claim? And therefore, Avram Avinu gave this to them, and you have no claim. Ask them, what were the matanas that they gave, that Avram Avinu gave them? Omer Rav Yirmi v'Abba, what he gave them was, Melamed Shemoslam Shem Tuma. He gave them the Shem Tuma. And with giving them the Shem Tuma, with that he got rid of them. So of course, the Mefarshim ask that how could he give them the Shem Tuma? So Rashi seems to say that the Shem Tuma means that he taught them Kishuf and Maisi Shadim. So the Mashal says, obviously, he's of the opinion, Rabbi Yirmiyah is of the opinion, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba is of the opinion that Kishuf is not Osir Ta'akim. The Chizkuni says that the Shem Tuma does not refer to Kishuf, but it refers to Shadim, that to be able to use the Shadim in a certain way. Says the Be'er Sheva, that why did Avraham Avinu feel the need to do this, if there's a question, or even if it's permitted to be done. So he says, because they lived in a place where this was, where the people that they lived with, they were rampant in doing this. And since they were rampant in doing this, that's why they felt they had a right, Avraham Avinu felt he had a right to do so. So many Mefarshim asked the question. The Gemara says that Loitahevi Bavurech Santa, don't participate when a Yerusha is being taken, a filum abroad bishul abroad taiva, even from such a not from such a good son to a very good son, the loy yadia maizara nafik minei, because we never know what will happen. And the son that today looks like he's not that great ends up being the one that's great, and vice versa. So the question is, so how did Avraham Avinu violate, that death, that halacha? So the Rosh explains that it was they were all gerim. Yishmael is considered a ger, and there's no halacha of Yerusha by gerim. Another pshat is that the Be'er Sheva answers. He says that the pasuk says, "Kol ha'shatayim alecha sarah shema b'kayla." That Avraham Avinu was told that whatever Sarah says, you should follow. Why should you follow whatever Sarah says? Because Sarah is a greater Neviyah. And Sarah said that nothing good is ever going to come out of Yishmael. So we just learned, why are you supposed to give the Yerusha to the better child, even to the child that's not that great? Because we don't know what's going to be. Here we know that nothing good is going to come out of Yishmael. Another pshat that I said, that there's a halacha, Avraham Avinu was not mechuyev mekayim kol ha-Torah kula, because the Torah wasn't given. So at that point, he wasn't obligated, says the Beis Oitzer, to give it, he didn't have to follow that rule. Another teretz that I saw is that if somebody earned money, and now he's passing away, and he's dividing up his estate. So then, the halacha is, you have to give all children a share. But here, Avraham Avinu wasn't giving it away, money that he got in his own schus. All of the money that he got was a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not money that he has total control over. And since he doesn't have total control over that money, he was allowed to give it anyway, the way Hashem would want him to give the money. Continues the Gemara, Amalei Antunas L'Rebbe. Guf and Neshama Yichayim Lefetem Atzma Manadin. We are all made up of a Guf and a Neshama. And we, after May of Esrim, when we're going to have to give Din V'Cheshbin, we'll have a way to absolve ourselves. Kate said, a Guf, I'm a Neshama Nechatos. The Guf will say that it was the Neshama that did the Aveira. Shemayim Shapir Shememeni, from when the neshama has left me, Harenim Mutal Kevin Diving Bekever. I am just laying like a stone in the kever. Neshama Ameris, and neshama is the one that says that it was the guf chata. Shemayam Shaparashtim Menu, from the day that I'm now with it, Harenim Parachs Bavit Kitsipur. I don't do any more of Eris. I'm a free bird. Amalai, so Rebbe said, Emshacha Mashlama Dava Daimer. How can we explain this? The Melch Basvadam Shayle Padisna, a king had a beautiful garden. Vaiba Bakuris, nice, he had beautiful fruits, figs that just ripened. Vaishba Shnei Shaimrim. And he appointed two people to watch the field. However, Echad Chigur, one was unable to walk, and Echad Suma, one was blind. Amal Chigur Suma. So the person who can't walk says to the blind man, Bekuras Nois Ani Roi Beparadis. I see these beautiful fruits, but I can't get to them because I can't walk. Bavi Kaveni, carry me on your shoulders, V'Nevi'im La'achlam, and we'll be able to share in them. Rachav Chigur Gaba Suma, and the person who couldn't walk was riding on the shoulders of the blind person. V'Nevi'im La'achlam, and together they shared and ate these fruits. And then after a while, the owner of this garden comes, Amalem, and he says to them, Bekuris Noyes Hechenhein, where are my beautiful fruits? Amalai Chigur, Klum Yeshli Ugaim Lalchvem, do I have feet that I could have possibly taken them? And Amalai Suma, the blind person, says, Klum Yesh Ayin Leris, do I have eyes to be able to see what happened? Ma'o, so what did this person do? Hirkav Chigur, Abasuma, he put the Chigur on top of the blind person, V'don Asum Kachad, and he judged them together. Says the Gemara, Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is how do we understand what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does. Maybe in the Shama Vizorka Beguf, he puts the Neshama into the Guf, V'don Asum Kachad, and he judges them at one time. Shenema, Yikra El Shmai Me'al, V'la Oretz, Lodin Amai. Yikra Shmai Ma'al Zu Neshama that comes from that refers to the Neshama that comes from the Shemayim. V'Laretz Yadon Amoy that refers to the Guf that comes to the Guf that comes from the Aretz. The Pnei Menachem quotes the Imri Emes that says that the Chigur and Tsuma represent Yitzchak that we know Yitzchak was not able to see and Yaakov who couldn't walk. And what we're learning here is that Avram Avinu had these descendants, Yitzchak and Yaakov, and the schus and the schus that Avram Avinu had these two great descendants, we are able to eat the peiris. We're able to eat the fruits of what they had that they brought to this world because he put them together. The Sefer Ola Yaakov points out that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that Reb Shimon's opinion is Shnayim Shasua. If two people do an Aveira together, they're Peturim. But says the Ola Yaakov, that's only in a situation where the two people who did the Aveira each could have done the Aveira themselves. But if it's a situation that each one of them could not have done the Aveira themselves, they need both, you can't, they need each other to do the Aveira, they're Chayiv. That's how he explains this Gemara. The Chigur and the Suma, this is a case of Shnayim Shnasua, the Guf and Neshama Shnayim Shnasua. But since each can't do the Aveira by themselves, that's why the Chayiv, even though it's a situation of Shnayim Shnasua. Continues the Gemara, Amalei Atignas L'Rebbe Mnei Ma, Chama Yotz B'Mizrach. He asked him, why does the sun go out on the east side? The Shekas and Marav go down on the west side. Amalei, so Rebbe said, Eav Ipcha, if it would go up in the sun and that east and go down in the sun, Name Hachaversle. So then you would have asked me again. So what's the point? Amalei, Hach Kaminalach. The question I mean to ask is, Neima Shekas and Marav, why does the sun go down on the west side, not on the east side from where it comes? Because normally, somebody who does a job, when he finishes the job, he goes back to where he began. Amar Leis Rebbe responded, Kedelita in Shalom Lekainai. It wants the Shechina is on the west side, and it's bowing down to the west side. Because, and as the Pasuk says, Utzva Shemayim L'chom Ishtachvim. Amar Leis says the Gemara, if you're correct, and as soon as it starts going to the west side, it's bowing down to the Shechina Kedosha. So they say, Apagadarikiyah, why does it go down to the middle of the west side? It should already, at the top, be bowing down, Vatitin Shalma, and give, bow down in peace, Vatayel. So he said, you're right. Technically, that's what, if the whole purpose was for that purpose, you would be correct. However, Mishum Pe'alim, Mishum Ovid Rachim, because the people that work, and they, if the day will end that early, the world won't be able to survive. There won't be enough hours of people working. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it happen later. Vamalei Antignus L'Rebbe.
Neshama meimsa nitna ba'adam. At what point is the neshama put into the person? B'shas pekida, from when the woman and man have relations and the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides the status of this neshama that will now be conceived, or m'shas yitzira, or from when the body of this fetus is created. Amalei m'shas yitzira. Amalei. So Antigna said to him, I don't understand. If you have a piece of meat that stands for 3 days, blim melech, without anything to preserve it, it starts to decay. And so how could it be that this fetus should survive without a neshama from when it's conceived until it's formed? El mishas pekida, it must be from when the neshama, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to create that person. Amar Rebbe, Davar Zeh Lamdani Antignus. This I learned from Antignus, but I Mikra Messiah. There's a pasuk that backs it up. What is the pasuk that backs it up? Shnema ufukudascha. From the moment of pekida, that moment shamaruchi. Do I already have a neshama? Says the Mashah that it says in Pirkei Avos, "Da ma'ayin basa lana tahaylich l'fnei mi'atos l'din v'cheshbim ma'ayin basa b'tipas rucha." So we see that it's a tipas rucha that it does decay. And our Gemara says it doesn't decay. So he says what the Mishnah over there means: it's about to decay, and because it's about to decay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a neshama in it to prevent that from happening. At what point does the Yetzirah have control over the person? Mishas Yetzirah, from when he's created, or Mishas Yetzirah, from when he's born? Amalei Mishas Yetzirah, from when he's born. Amalei Mkein, Bayit Be'imei Ima V'yotzei. So if it's there from that point, why doesn't it rebel against its mother? El Mishas Yetzirah. Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe Kamakin, Tavazelim, Danim Tignes. This I learned from Antignus. Umikra Messiah, and the pasuk proves it. Shnema lefesach chatas roivitz. When he's about to come out, that's when the Yetzahara begins. And I saw that the Sefer Lechem Lefnei Ataf explains that we know the Yetzahara is called a rasha, and based on the Gemara Masech, the Kedushin, that says Yitzri shall order daflam adam abeis. It says Yitzroi shall Adam miskabel abekol yoim shenamet tzayfer rasha letzdikai. So Yetzahara is called Rasha. Why? Because the Yetzahara, as we just learned, starts with a person as soon as the person is born. The Yetzatayif only comes where the person becomes when he's bar mitzvah. The Gemara in Masechta Saita Daf Chaf Aleph teaches us that who is considered a Rasha? A Rasha is somebody who's having a dintayr with somebody else, and he makes his claims before the other party is there. And that's why the Yetzahar is considered a Rasha, because why did you come to start making your claim before? So Mefarshim point out that don't we see that the Rashi in Chumash says that Vishroitz to Abanam Bekirbay, that when Rivka walked by a base of Avodah Zarah, Esav wanted to come out. And when he walked by a base Medrash, Yaakov wanted to come out. So the question is that if there's no Yetzar at that point, why did Esav want to go out? So the Aruch HaNer says that there is a Yetzahara even from the beginning, but it isn't so strong. But Esav's Yetzahara was so strong that even at that point it wanted to go out. Says the Gemara, Resh Lakish Rami. Resh Lakish asks a question going back to the subject of Tchias Mesim Ksiv. Says the Gemara, Hinini Mevi Oysami Eretz Sofam V'Kibatz the Miyakasi Eretz Bom Iver Pseach Hara V'Yeledes Yachtav. That the pasuk says that all the people who are Bali Mum will come back after Tchis Mesim Bali Mum. The Ksiv, The pasuk, but there's another pasuk in Yeshaya that says, "Oz yidal kail pisayach." The person couldn't walk when Mashiach comes; will be able to jump like a deer. Loshna v'taran loshna ilaim. The people who couldn't speak will now be able to sing. Kenifku b'midbar miyam necholam barava. That they'll all be healed. How do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara Hakatzad. How is this reconciled? Says the Gemara, I'm the Mamuman, when there will be Tchias Amesim, they'll get up as they were, and immediately Misrapin. And I saw that the Medrash explains why. Because if they won't get up the way they were in this world, people will say that these aren't the people that died. But we want to be able to, that everybody should be recognize that the people who died are the ones that are Tchias Amesim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it this way. Continues the Gemara, Ula Rami, Ksiv Bila Mavis Lanetzach, Umach Hashem Dima, Mial Kapanim, there will no longer be death. But ask the Gemara, Ksiv, there's another pasuk here, Nar Ben Mei Shari Yomis, somebody who's going to be 100 years old will be considered he died a young man. Layichya Misham Oid Oil Yomim. So we see that people will die, like Asher, can be Yisrael. As far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, there will no longer be Misa, can be Avdik Chavim. But when it comes to Avdik Chavim, there will be Misa. Says the Gemara, Avdik Chavim by Bahasim. Why will there be Avdik Chavim at that time? Answers the Gemara, Hanach Diksibahu, because these will be the individuals that the Pasuk says about them, Vom Dezorim V'Ravot Tzonchem V'nei Necha Echrechem V'Karmechem. They were the ones that will work our field, that we're going to have work accomplished, and they will be the ones that do so. Continues the Gemara of Chizda Ramik Siv. The pasuk says, "V'chafra alvana ubusha achama ki molach Hashem tzvokos ba'atzin ubrishlayim." That their strength of their illumination will weaken when Mashiach comes. But ask the Gemara of Siv. But there's another pasuk that says, "V'oya alvana karachama," that when Mashiach comes, the moon will give off light like the sun. And the sun will be 7 times stronger than it is today. How do we understand that? Answers the Gemara. Kan l'mayis Mashiach. Kan l'olam haba. There's going to be 2 different periods. First is going to be Mashiach, when they will become stronger. And then the olam haba, they won't need to give off illumination. Ask the Gemara, Ulshmul Dame Ein Bein Olam Hazel Lemos Mashiach El Shibin Melech Lispavad. That's the only difference. That the only difference is that everything will be the same. The only question is how far will we have to work? Like Kasha, Kamer Machne Tzadikim. Where the Tzadikim will be, the illumination will be so great. In vain. They'll be greater, and here Machne Shechina, they won't need the sun and the moon. Will have the light that illuminates from Hashem. Rava Rami, Ksiv Ani Ames Ve'Echya. The same way Kadosh Baruch Hu causes a person to die, he'll get up that way. That means a person will get up as a Balmum if he was a Balmum in this world. The Ksiv Mechatzdi Vaneyerpa, that I will heal everybody, says the Gemara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashani Meimus Ani Mechaya. As we learned earlier, everybody will in Mitzvah Shem experience Tchias Amesim, and they will experience Tchias Amesim the way they were in this world. That's the way they're going to look at the time of Tchias Amesim for Hadar, and after they'll have Tchias Amesim Mechatzdi Vnei Erpa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal us all. Tana Baran. The pasuk says, as we just read, "Ani Amos Ve'Echya Yochet Himes Ve'Echad V'Chaim Ve'Echad," that Kadosh Baruch Hu will cause some people that died to die, and other people will come alive. Kedach Shalom Noig, as the world is nowadays, people die and people are born. Tamaloyma Mechatzdi V'Nei Erpa Ma Mechitzer Refu Ve'Echad. When we speak about a person getting hurt, he's the person that gets hurt, and he's the person that Baruch Hashem gets well. So too, when Mashiach comes, the same person that will die will be the person that come back to life. This is a proof against those that say, "Ein tchias hameisim min haTorah." Tanya Amar Meya. Menayin l'tchis ha-meisim in ha-toyra. How do we know in ha-toyra that there's a thing as tchis ha-meisim? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Oz Yoshe Moshe v'nei Yisrael, as a shira ha-zois la-Hashem. Shor loy nemar. It doesn't say that people sang. Ela Yosher. Bekan l'tchis ha-meisim in ha-toyra. And there's a beautiful story from the Belzer Rebbe after the war. After the war, the Belzer Rebbe met people that the survivors who had lost everything in the war. And he was asked to say something to them to strengthen these people who were in a very bad place. And he said this Gemara. He said, our Gemara says that the way we know there's going to be Tchias HaMesim is from the Shira that Moshe Rabbeinu said. And the question that was asked is, how is that a proof? What is the connection? So the Belzer Rebbe said, if we think about what happened when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, V'chamushim ola b'nei Yisrael me'at Mitzrayim. And Rashi says, V'chamushim, one pshat that Rashi says, is that 20% came out of Mitzrayim, the rest that did not make it. So he says, if you think about it, all the people that left Mitzrayim certainly had relatives, friends, neighbors that perished. And yet these were the people that said the Shira that we say every day. How was that? So he explained, because that is what Klal Yisrael is all about. Klal Yisrael doesn't just look at the past. Klal Yisrael looks at the future. And we know that even if the present is not that great, there's going to be a future, there's going to be another day which will be greater. Us, sure, we don't talk about the past only. Eliyosha, we live with the Amuna that there will be a better day tomorrow. And because we live with a day, with the belief and the hope that there will be a better day tomorrow, we're able to go on. And that's why he says, you who suffered so terribly will be able to go on. And he said the same is our belief in, even if somebody leaves the world, we believe that it will be better, there will be a better day. Another pshat that I saw is because we know that at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael came to the highest level of Amunah. And since at that moment they came to such a high level of Amunah, that's the time to teach them about Shira. Another pshat that I saw is that we're not supposed to only be focused on the past. We are always supposed to be thinking about the future. A person who stays with the past won't be able to go further. And that's why they said Shira, because hoping for the future, and Tchias HaMesim is the same type of situation. Says the Gemara, Kiyotim Davat Amar, the Pasuk says, Oz Yibon Ashur Mizbeach L'Hashem. Bona Loi Nemar, it doesn't say that he built, Ela Yibona. We will have a Mizbeach and Beis HaMikdash again. Ella, asking Ramayata, the Yivna means that it's going to happen in the future. The Pasuk says, Oz Yibana Shlem Bam L'Chmoish Shikutz Moiv, that Shlem HaMelech built an Avodah Zorah, built a Bama for that Avodah Zorah. Hachinam the Yivna, says the Gemara, does that mean that that's what's going to happen? Ella, what it means to say is that he didn't build it. And all the Pasuk means to say is, because he wanted to build it, Malal of a Kosfikil Bona, it's considered as if he built it. Amrim Shuban Levi, Menayim Letchis HaMesim in HaToyra, Shenemar, Asher Yoshu Esecha, Oid Yalalucha Sela. Hilalucha Loi Nemar, it doesn't say that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Yahalalucha, that we will get up to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekan Letchis HaMesim in HaToyra. Vamrim Shuban Levi, whoever says Shir in this world, will say Shir in the next world again. Shenemar, as the Pasuk we just learned says, Asher Yoshev Esecha Oid Yalucha Sela. Amrav Chiba Abba, Amrav Yonason, Menayin L'tchis HaMesim in HaToyra, Shenemar Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol, Yachtov Yiranenu. Rinenu Loi Nemar doesn't say that we sang, Ela Yiranenu, that we will sing. Kan L'tchis HaMesim min HaToyra, that there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. V'amar Chivar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Sidim Kol HaNevim Kulam, All of the Nevi'im will get up to get to say the Shira, as the Ben Yoyod explains. Until Mashiach comes, the Nevi'im, each Navi has to say what each generation with the people he's speaking to have to hear. But when Mashiach comes, when the world will be a perfect world, there will only be one message, the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore all the Nevi'im who maybe had to say different messages and say it in different ways will all be able to sing the same song together.